This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the tahajjud prayers? When talking about our ubudiyyah, our servitude to Allah. Now, dear listeners, when we're talking about ubudiyyah, one of the secrets of enhancing our ubudiyyah and really increasing and strengthening our connection with Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, is through the secrets of the tahajjud prayers, these post-midnight prayers. Of course, among the recommended prayers, the mustahab prayers, this is one which has been highly emphasized. We read in another verse from the Holy Quran about men of Allah, men close to Allah, who forsake the warmth of their beds in order to perform litanies and prayers at dawn and to perform the night supererogatory prayers. These people, for surely, it is very difficult to get out of a warm, comfy bed and go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to do prayers or du'as or supplications. It is difficult. But what is interesting, it is difficult for those people who have not had a taste of the beauty of this prayer, the taste of the spirituality of this prayer, or the taste of this connection with Allah that they can have. And so they find it difficult. The reward that these people get for leaving their comfortable beds does not pertain to just paradise and its different blessings. For there are things, dear friends, that Allah has reserved for Himself, and those things only it is Allah who will reward for them. Just like the fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, where Allah says that it is He who is the reward for one who fasts. And so in chapter Sajda, which is chapter 32 of the Holy Quran, in verse number 17, we find that Allah says, "No one knows what has been kept hidden for them of comfort as a reward for what they used to do."
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the whispered prayer of the utterly poor. Stay tuned. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, Have mercy upon your lowly slave, of silent tongue and few good works. Bestow your favors upon him through your plentiful graciousness. Shelter him under your plenteous shade. O generous, O beautiful, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to what we were talking about, which was the secrets of tahajjud prayers in our ubudiyya, and we talked about how it is difficult for some, if not many, to leave the comfort and the warmth of their bed in order to wake up and do litanies and prayers and perform tahajjud supurgatory prayers. But for some, it is the opposite. For those who have tasted the divine beauty of having conversation with Allah, it is not difficult for them. But of course, this takes practice. We find a tradition in Bihar al-Anwar, volume number 84, page 136, where it says that as such, all the divine prophets of Allah, at least 124,000, which is one of the numbers that has been given. All of these divine prophets were heedful of the night nafila prayers, the supurgatory prayers. And we also find in Al-Wafi, volume number 2, page 22, that the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, enjoined the first divinely appointed imam, the most perfect miracle of the Holy Prophet, by the name of Imam Ali. The Holy Prophet told him several times, saying, the night prayer, Salatul Layl, is obligatory upon you. The night prayer is upon you. The night prayer is upon you. And finally, in Al-Wafi, volume number 2, page 21, we find in a tradition talking about this that it says, the nobility of the faithful, those who have iman, they have faith, they have belief, lies in their night prayers.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
How much is taqwa supposed to be in our lives? How is it supposed to change us? To be the leaders of the army of the Imam, not just the regular soldiers. If we want to be leaders in the army of the Imam, we have to go over, we have to be strong in our taqwa. We have to go and take other people, help them reach out. Our taqwa, we have to be able to preserve ourselves, that's my primary duty. But more than that is what the expectation is. We have to go over and practice Islam, know Islam, and then share balanced mainstream Islam. Not our opinions. Balanced mainstream Islam without changing it, without telling half-truths, without making it user-friendly, without tricking anybody to get them in. Share what Islam is. How concerned was our Prophet when it came to the well-being of other people? This is a verse of Quran now, Surah 18 and verse number 6. It says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Well, how much did our Prophet want a guide? How much did he care? 18:6. Yet perhaps you will destroy yourself out of grief for their sake. if they should not believe in this account. The prophet was going to die. He felt so bad seeing that people haven't heard this message. Why is there discrimination, poverty? There's people who are caring, people who are spending, people who are taking their time out. What's wrong with that? That's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. What is our problem? Sometimes when people are caring in the West, they care about the symptom. They don't address the disease. What's the core reason? Why are people suffering? Brothers and sisters, the real reason is Islam not being there in the lives of people. And not just Islam in the books, by the way. Islam implemented. Islam where the wali of God rules. That's when you're going to find all of these problems are eradicated. Up until then, we'll keep trying to fix them. Keep trying to fix them. That the true solution is that political power be in the hands of the righteous, those who care about God's creation. Then we can have a solution. So in order for that to happen, what has to happen? People have to have iman and faith. They can't be part of the problem. نَحْنُ أَصْلُ الْخَيْرِ وَفُرُوعُهُ طَاعَةُ اللَّهِ The hadith says that we Ahlul Bayt, the wilayah of Ahlul Bayt, that's the root of all goodness when you have the wali of God ruling. And he says the branches are the other forms of goodness that we do. And he says, and our enemy, the wilayah of our enemy, is the source of all wickedness and the other ma'asi of Allah, discrimination, poverty, all of these things. These are just branches. The real cause is not having the wilayah in the hands of the wali of God.
يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك يا مقلب القلوب
ثبت قلبي. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Concluding our discussion on the night prayers, the tahajjud prayers, their importance, and how it is a secret in our ubudiyya, a secret in our servitude of Allah. Truly, when we read about the traditions and the verses of the Quran, which allude directly or indirectly to the tahajjud prayers, it is truly amazing. We saw that how all of the prophets sent by Allah performed these night prayers. And we also heard how the Holy Prophet enjoined Imam Ali to do these night prayers in a very serious manner. And so in Al-Wafi, volume number 2, page 22, we find that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, says, "The houses in which the night prayer is performed and the Holy Quran is recited are like shining stars for inhabitants of the heaven." And so just as when we look up in the sky and we see these beautiful sparkling stars, so does our house look in that same way, sparkling like a star to those who live in the heavens. And also, in Wasail al-Shia, volume number 5, page 272, we find that in addition, waking up early and breathing the fresh air at that time bestows health to the body. Allahu Akbar. And finally, we find in Al-Wafi, volume number 2, page 22, in another tradition from the Ahl al-Bayt, that there are spiritual effects, spiritual cures, waking up at this time in the morning or to perform the tahajjud prayers. It has healing features. It has spiritual secrets which are endowed to a person. The beautiful effects of tahajjud as related to our ubudiyya. Ilahana ma'ada lak malika kun liman malak labbayka qad Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه